This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's Republican Party is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn a ruling that bars former President Trump from next year's primary ballot. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The state Supreme Court ruled last week that Trump committed insurrection and is disqualified from holding elected office again. The state party has now filed an appeal, arguing that allowing courts to decide on their own whether a politician is guilty of insurrection will lead to more legal fights in future elections. The Supreme Court has never ruled on the constitutional section that underlies this case and is widely expected to take up the appeal. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Police in Pueblo shot and killed a suspected carjacker Tuesday. According to the Pueblo Police Department, two suspects ran from a car that crashed after a chase. One allegedly had a handgun and shots were fired. The suspect died on scene. The other person was apprehended after a brief foot chase and struggle with officers. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation into the shooting. Officers involved are on administrative leave. The federal government has given the city of Glenwood Springs nearly $50 million to complete a long-anticipated bridge and evacuation route. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
The bridge will make it easier for more than 4,000 residents to evacuate during wildfires or mudslides. Currently, there's only one route out of the area. The project will also help reduce traffic congestion, which can be severe on Glenwood's Grand Avenue, which is also Highway 82. The South Bridge project has been in the works since 2002, when the coal seam fire destroyed several buildings in Glenwood Springs. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
In Denver and Colorado Springs, mostly sunny this afternoon with highs in the mid-40s. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.